All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We are awaiting the beautiful, the talented Kat effing Howe. She'll be with us in a second. But did you guys check out the website? Did you guys check it out? I got to see if the stats are hooked up yet. Like I said, we're still in the process of building the damn thing. And we don't have the, well, maybe we do. I'm going to check the stats hooked up. Might not. I'm going to look right now. But go there. I'm going to do more work on it today. Today there'll be more work done on the site. We're going to have a new header. Right now we have the Trump header that's on there. Yeah, we don't have the stats hooked up. Oh, yeah, we do. I think, do we? Yeah, site stats, we do. My producer extraordinaire is there she is, guys. There she is, the beautiful, the talented Kat Howe. She's the beautiful, the talented. Yeah, there we go. Look, we got the stats hooked up, huh? Pretty good, right? Mm-hmm. All right. Hi, Kat Howe. How are you?
I'm doing quite swell.
Are you doing quite, how swell are you doing?
Quite swell.
You want to see something, Kat Howe?
No.
Look at that.
Oh, man. I have a cough drop in my mouth. That's a big delay.
Yeah, well, it is what it is. All right, here we go. So how are you doing? You got a cough drop. Last night when we were asleep last night, Kat Howe, at one point you got up, Kat Howe, went to the bathroom, Kat Howe. It was like you were choking.
No, I have a sore throat, a cough, a little cough, and I woke up at like 4:45 and like could not stop coughing, and I went up and went to pee. I was coughing as I was peeing.
Okay. So how's your throat now? Is it bad?
Itches.
Itches, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. It's nasty. It's not cute.
Well, everything you do is cute.
Except whenever I'm not feeling well.
Even that is cute.
Oh, thank you.
All right, go for it.
All right, so Tom Rothman, the Sony Pictures chairman, has confirmed the new Spider-Man title, and it's called Spider-Man Homecoming.
Homecoming.
Basically, another reboot of Tobey Maguire, the high school Peter Parker getting bit by the spider, and you know the story.
But Tobey Maguire's not in it, though.
No, Tom Holland. One, Tobey Maguire, that would be kind of creepy if a 40-year-old man played a high school student. Two, that Garfield kid that played the second Spider-Man.
I guess he didn't do real good.
It's not that. It's I think he feels he's too good of an actor to play a comic book character.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, he's Mr. I'm going to do serious independent roles because that's how cool I am. And this Tom Holland kid is young and he's like 20 years old.
Okay.
So it all works out. But even though people didn't like the fact that he was cast, said, you know what? Screw him. Congratulations. Black Keys say that they regret inducting Steve Miller into the Hall of Fame that
he's an a-hole.
Yeah, basically. It's like Dan Auerbach, who is the frontman of Black Keys, was saying how, you know, he said it was unpleasant being there. Well, it was even more unpleasant for us to be around him, that they actually left in the middle of his performance and left and like never came back.
So he must have been, Steve Miller must have been an a-hole
during
there.
His speech.
Like
in his speech, he was being a doo-doo head. And people were like, what? No, I wonder if they're going to cut out his part.
Oh, if they cut out his part, it'd be even worse. He would go nuts.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
That's funny.
Yeah. All right, so Kiefer Sutherland is working on his Down in a Hole country album. This is his first country album. Now, he has a production called Ironworks Music with songwriter Jude Cole, and he's, like, helped other artists with their albums, and now he's making his album. As you know, a couple weeks ago, there was a song that was let out, or a sample of a song of his that was let out, but he is working on the album. No date yet, but Down in a Hole is what it's called.
So that's actually a Alice in Chains song.
Mm-hmm.
Down in a Hole!
Well, he doesn't sound like James Hetfield. Let's, like, throw this out there. Like, he does not sound like the Metallica frontman.
All
right. So, with a different kind of voice.
Okay. What else you got?
Jared Leto gave his co-stars of Suicide Squad anal beads and condoms.
What?
Because he got into character. He was the Joker. And he's like, ha ha ha.
I didn't know that the Suicide Squad, the new Marvel, or not Marvel, was it Marvel?
Whoever
put it out, I didn't know that anal beads and condoms are used in the movie.
No, they're not in the movie. They're gifts. He brought them.
I know, but you said it's Joker. It's the character. That's why I'm saying I didn't.
I
know
what you're saying.
You get it?
I have brain dead because I'm sick, so you have to.
You're not sick.
Okay, well,
You're not sick.
I have a lot of issues going on with me.
You don't think you have the Zika virus, do you?
Zika? Maybe.
Okay.
But yeah, so Will Smith, who is one of the villains in it, said that he was 100%...
You mean the greatest actor in the world, Will Smith?
Yes.
The star of Concussion, Will Smith?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Okay. What else?
Oh, I wasn't done... Because he said that he was, like, 100% in the ceremony.
What was he 100% into? Anal beads?
Actually, yeah. Because Jada Pinkett Smith is excited about them.
I'm sorry, continue with the anal beads story.
No, I'm done with it. You were like, oh, I'm done with you.
I did
it. So Robert De Niro, his wife Grace, says that... now, he was on Today Show, and this is him speaking on behalf of the wife Grace. How she was talking about. Now, as you know, let me rewind. He did a documentary.
Well, he didn't do a documentary.
With a doctor. A doctor did a documentary that he pulled from his Tribeca Film Festival, which he's promoting, called Vaxxed, which is about vaccinations and, you know.
The link to autism.
Yes. And Robert De Niro's always been, I'm not anti-vaccine. I just want there to be a safer vaccine. Because his wife, Grace, says that she knows the change in their son, Elliot, who's now 18, when he got vaccinated, and he now has autism. So he doesn't know. So he wanted to bring awareness to it, but since all the controversy, he pulled it, and now he regrets pulling it. So now he should bring it back.
Huh.
Still out there. Let's bring it back.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, later on the year, this year, after the film festival, maybe he'll do one of those independent film independent theaters where 300 theaters in the United States get out this movie.
Well, I got to imagine that it's going to show up in movie theaters.
I think
if they
so.
Play crappy Michael Moore movies,
yeah.
His bombs, they're going to play this.
Of course, because people do want to know and they do want to be educated on it. So
I want to be edumacated.
All right.
Would you vaccinate your children?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right?
I'm vaccinated. And
I think
I'm a little crazy, but
I think it's just people having kids that
I think
are just not smart. They're just,
I don't think that because autism, I believe, is a bloodline. It, like, runs in your family.
Sure.
So I think that if you already have that bloodline and there's a vaccine that could affect that part of you, I'm sure it can trigger. It's like they say the flu shots give you the flu and you're sick for a week because they put a virus inside you that kills another virus and all kinds of viruses.
I think my personal opinion, and it's just mine, who am I? It's another flaw in our society with our culture where we look for anything and anyone to blame.
Mm-hmm.
And so we could take it away from ourselves. So if you have a kid that's a crappy kid or a sick kid,
mm-hmm.
or whatever, instead of you taking the blame. So if your kid is bad at school, it's not because you're a crappy parent. It's other people.
Fault.
It's the teacher's fault. You know, they're not teaching the child good enough. It's video games' fault. It's television's fault. It's everybody's fault except your own. And I think the whole autism thing is another example. It was created to give parents this out, so when a kid has autism or some other disability, instead of going, I must have crappy genes.
Yeah.
My sperm is just not good. The eggs in your womb are not good. The luck of life. It's the evolution of luck. Instead, it's the water.
Mm-hmm.
It's the air. It's the vaccine. It's not me. My sperm is perfect. Your uterus, your eggs are perfect. And I think that's the whole culture that we
live
in now.
You know, before this whole vaccine, okay, and then I'll go to sports news.
Go ahead.
Before this whole vaccine. Now, my father has a very short attention span.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Very, very short attention span. And he's been vaccinated when he's a kid.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But you never hear, and I have like the shortest. I have a shorter attention span than he does. And he has a way, like, horrible attention span, but mine's like over the top worse. And I was vaccinated. Maybe that's why I'm Cuckoo Cabanas. But I had teachers tell my mom that I need to get on ADHD medicine. Because whenever you're like 8 years old and you're in school and you don't pay attention in class, it's not their fault because they're trying to calm you down.
Yeah.
Just being the fact that I run in a family where my dad always needs attention. I always need attention. I'm always distracted. He's always distracted. So I don't think it's caused by vaccines. And I think ADHD is just as big as autism when you really think about it.
I remember taking Ritalin when I was a youngster. They put me on Ritalin.
I never was on medicine.
Was
my mom didn't believe in that. My mom didn't believe in medicine. Well, those kind of medicines.
Yeah. Well.
And also on the news a couple weeks ago, I'm going to say this very, but a baby died, like a two-year-old died because it was never vaccinated and it got sick from its daycare.
Well, you got to get vaccinated,
yes.
Okay? You got to get vaccinated. End of story.
Yeah.
Go ahead, next.
Perfect. Hector Olivier of the Atlanta Braves was arrested in Washington, D.C. at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel for bruising up a woman.
Oh, geez.
He has not been charged. They are currently in Washington playing the Nationals for 4 games, and we'll see what comes out of that. Now, she called the cops. She had bruises all over. She was sent to the hospital.
Uh-oh.
But
don't beat up women. It's not good. It's a no-no.
Mm-mm. Especially ones you don't know.
Another one of your wacky steps. You can beat up women you know. You don't beat up women you know.
I said especially.
Like, that makes it, like, even worse.
Well,
it's like, it's bad that you beat her, but it's really bad that you don't know her.
Well, think about it. It's like, you don't know a woman, and she knows that you are at least, you've got some money if you're roaming around in Washington, D.C., and then something happens, and she's like, I'm going to take all your money.
All right, give me.
I watch a lot of Lifetime. Don't worry about me. All right, so as you know, coaches are known for being fired if their team is horrible that
mm-hmm,
season.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Sacramento Kings are letting go of their coach George Karl after now he's been with them since last February. So February 2015, he's been with them, and his record so far is 44-67, which
he's
is
horrible.
Horrible.
He's horrible.
And he still owes $5 million, and the staff that he came in with might stay with the Kings for the new coach. So goodbye, George Karl.
Man, he's horrible.
All right.
Crap.
Boop, 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 boop. All right. Hall of Famer and USC wide receiver from the 70s, Lynn Swann, is the new athletic director for the Trojans.
Wow.
Yes.
That's pretty big.
He starts July 1st after the one that's in there right now, who's also a former Trojan, Hayden.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, duh.
He's taking over for Hayden.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Pat Hayden.
Yeah, Pat Hayden. That's big. That's big.
Just a little history lesson.
History.
No, education lesson.
Okay.
Sports education lesson.
Go ahead.
Back in 2006, he ran for Pennsylvania governor of the Republican Party and lost by 20 points. Just want to throw that out there.
That's pretty big. Lynn Swann is the...
he played for the Steelers.
Is
MVP.
The, yeah, is the direct... Wow, that's pretty big. That's pretty big. That's big. Now all they need is a big-name coach. I wonder if that's going to be the signal.
And he's still really good-looking.
Because remember, they have a... They have the coach that they... You know, they have the... What was it? The assistant or whoever the hell it was that took over... But everybody's been talking about USC hiring a name coach. So I wonder if this is the signal. Like,
maybe Tom Coughlin.
is Lynn Swann really going to – is a name – Lynn, you know, a big name like Lynn Swann going to come into USC and then have a no-name coach?
Yeah.
I don't see that. I see Lynn Swann going out and getting a – fired or a, former NFL. Tom Coughlin's old, but yeah, somebody like a Tom Coughlin, somebody that's out of work in the NFL and would coach at USC. Granted, yeah. Well, remember, granted, college is pro is. The creme de la creme, but if you don't have a job and you were an NFL head coach, the next best thing is coaching for a USC or a Notre Dame,
GCO.
Or one of those powerhouse, high-profile college teams that have their games broadcasted on TV every Saturday.
Yeah.
They're always in the top 10 and always I mean, look at Nick Saban.
Mm-hmm.
They're always competing or winning national championship. So USC is kind of like an NFL job.
Yeah.
And if you're a former NFL coach and you have no head coaching opportunities and all you have is people going, you want to be an assistant coach, you want to be an offensive coordinator – and Lynn Swann comes along and says, you want to be the head coach of the USC Trojans? You're like, yeah. Yeah, because if I can do what Pete Carroll did, I can get back to the NFL and have cush job, just like Pete did.
Tom Coughlin, let that old man coach
the
Trojans.
That's huge, though, his old ass roaming the sidelines at USC.
I think he'd be really good. And I think it'd be fun for him. All right, so Cam Newton. Don't you worry, people. He's not joining the U.S. water polo team, but he is practicing for them because I feel, in my opinion, he's doing the training with them. So
stays in shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
And it's in water, and you build muscle 10 times more in water because of the weight.
Yeah,
and
the muscles you use.
And
yeah.
Water polo is a very
intense. Yep.
And he's playing – like training at their facility out in Los Alamitos.
Yeah, out here in
California.
I hang out there once in a while.
And those guys are just as big, if not bigger, than him.
Yeah, those water polo guys are big.
6'7"
Well, all those water guys. I mean, look at Phelps. Look at him. He's huge.
Six foot six.
Yeah, that's Michael Phelps. He's a big boy.
He's like LeBron James.
Yeah, he's
like he looks. Their bodies are basically
LeBron,
the same.
I think isn't LeBron? LeBron's definitely taller.
I thought he was.
I thought LeBron was like
6'8"
Yeah, but Michael Phelps isn't 6'8" I think Phelps is.
But that leanness, I mean, that, like their muscles.
Yeah.
The way they like cave in and they like. Yeah.
All right, give me another
final
one.
Story.
Instead of talking about dudes.
Tyson Fury, Vladimir Klitschko, July 9th, Manchester rematch for the heavyweight champion.
Oh, look at that. Might be the first time a heavyweight fight will actually get people interested in since Lennox Lewis and Tyson and
it'll
Holyfield.
It'll be on HBO.
Because I will actively...
You have to record
because
that is my birthday.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, we'll record
I can't believe you forgot my birthday.
I didn't, because I didn't hear the date that you said. I didn't hear the July 7th date.
Ninth.
I didn't hear the July 9th.
You've been together for 3 years. You forgot my
birthday. I didn't forget it.
He's forgot it? Okay. So I noticed that one of his papers, our passwords are almost all the same for like our internets and stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And on one of his passwords, he put 1990. He made me a year younger, which I'm nothing wrong for. I mean, that's really funny.
Yeah, but you know why I did
that?
I was
born in 1989.
You know why I did that? I'll tell you why I did that. You want to know why I did that, you little curacha? You want to know why I did that?
Because I came across it and wanted to hack
it. No, because when I did... It was a pass. I don't know what exactly the system is that I had to do it, but I had to change the password because I forgot the password.
Yeah.
So it was the 1989, but there was something else to it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I punched in the 1989, they were like, "You already used it." So then I had to just go one up.
Yeah.
You kind of get what I'm saying? So I couldn't remember if the password was Carol, 1989, or Marvin, 1989. I'm like, it's 1989 something. So when I said forget my password, it came back as Howard or Carol or.
Yeah, so if you want to hack into our Wi-Fi, there you go.
Yeah.
You now know our password.
Yeah, 1989. So I'm like, what? So it came back and I went, damn. So I just changed it to 1990.
He was in Chinese. I was Chinese. It.
I know. All right.
My name is Katie. This is Rob. Mrs. Sanders is on TV right now. It's crazy. That's it. We'll see you all tomorrow. Au revoir.